I'd like to kind of get your legs underneath you again for the first time.
Yeah, it felt good to be out there, obviously. You know, there's a lot of rust. You come off 5 months of not playing a game, and it's a bit scrambly out there. 4 days of camp, and then you kind of get into the game. But at the same time, you know, I think there were some positives as a team. I thought, the first two periods, our team played well. And just as you go through the exhibition every night, you just want to improve.
How important is it for everybody inside and outside the locker room to keep it into perspective that it was just the first game?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's not too much you can read into an exhibition game. Obviously, there's some positives that you want to take out, and you know some little things, and then there's some things that, you know, over the summertime that you might need to sharpen up on again as, you're a little rusty. So, it's the first one, I think, you know, as everyone gets their legs under them, and, you know, it's just going to be a competitive camp and everyone wants to start putting their best foot forward. So it's important that every exhibition game you look to build on the last one and continue to improve.
Paul said in the offseason, as well as Jamie, that they kind of went through the systems of last year, kind of opened the book up and kind of had a bunch of meetings about it. Are you finding minor changes to the systems in training camp this early, or is it still kind of too early to tell?
Yeah, I think it's too early to tell. I think, you know, a big focus for us this year is going to be on our special teams. That was something that really hindered us last year. I think, you know, both our power play and our penalty kill were definitely in the bottom third of the league. And, you know, if you're going to be a successful team, you're going to want to, you know, have those firing, you know, consistently on a night in, night out basis. So I think, you know, early on we've had a few chances to work on those, and then it's just making sure that, you know, all the systems are ironed out and nailed down. You know, you have a lot of new guys coming in and a lot of guys that haven't played those systems before, so it's important to make sure that they feel comfortable in those.
Is that what the drills are for, system work, that sort of thing? Is there a progression of that too through camp, kind of working up to the complexity of the stuff that you guys do on the ice?
Well, I think right now you look at the drills we're doing, and, you know, there's a lot of simple lessons that, you know, we can implement, and, you know, in our games, whether it's certain things on 3-on-2s and 2-on-1s, things like that. And, you know, it's important that you take the time and you really pay attention, and, you know, you find the things that the coaching staff's looking to use in practice, and you start utilizing that in game situations.
Adam, in general, how different does this camp feel than others? Does it feel any different?
No, I think, you know, the one thing you look at it, there's a lot of competition. You know, obviously the last few years there hasn't been, you know, quite this level of competition. I think you look especially up front, you know, the amount of forwards and, you know, especially in the lower two lines, you know, there's a lot of guys that can fill those roles, and, you know, the competition's going to keep progressing, and, you know, that's a good sign. That's a sign that the organization's moving in the right direction.
What does that level of competition then do for players? What does that create?
Well, I just think it pushes everyone every day. You know, obviously it's our jobs here. We're looking here to put our best foot forward, but at the same time, you know, you got to make sure that you're doing everything in your power to, you know, stay in the lineup, make the team, and then, you know, once you're here, you know, you kind of continue to contribute. You know, obviously there's a lot of guys, like I said, so it's, you know, if you're not, you know, playing up to organization standards, you know, there's going to be somebody here to take your job.
So does a guy like you, a relatively established guy, feel the pinch on?
Well, I'm still a young guy, you know. You know, I was in the minors last year too, so, you know, I think everyone knows that they're going to have to work to keep their jobs, and everyone, you know, that's in camp knows that if they work hard, you know, there's an opportunity for them to get a job. So, yeah, it's just kind of go out there and, you know, take advantage of every opportunity you're given.